No Limbitz. Erica Cole is passionate about travel. In 2019, amidst the proud graduates of the University of Iowa, one individual with a degree in chemistry did not yet know that her career would take an unexpected turn, leading her from the laboratories of science to the artistry of fashion. What began as a personal endeavor after her 2018 accident altering clothes on a humble sewing machine to ensure a more comfortable fit for her prosthetic leg and those of her amputee friends evolved into the company we now know as No Limbitz. The job offer at a renowned government lab was turned down to pursue a singular dream, making clothing that is comfortable for amputees to wear. That dream, which at the time seemed so far-fetched to achieve, inched along from humble beginnings to a Kickstarter campaign needed to fund the production run of adaptive pants. Our appearance on Shark Tank enabled us to secure deals with renowned investors like Mark Cuban, lending credibility and opening doors to new opportunities. Meet Erica Cole, founder and CEO of adaptive clothing company, No Limbitz. As an amputee and passionate traveler, Erica admits that airline travel with a prosthetic leg can be quite tedious. Airport security will visually and physically examine your prosthetic device during screening, and this process can be difficult to maneuver. This is where No Limbitz Unlimbited Pants comes in handy. Erica easily unzips them so the entire prosthetic leg can be seen, making the Transportation Security Administration (TSA) process much easier. Erica is a frequent traveler. Throughout the year, you'll find her on a flight to various places in the U.S. for work and at times, internationally for leisure. When Erica wore her traditional prosthetic leg, travel was more challenging because she needed to carry a lot of equipment with her. Now that she has an osseo-integrated leg, it has made a world of difference. "I still carry an extra prosthetic with me wherever I go," she shared. "I have one that's waterproof, so I have two legs and both go with me." The airline allows an extra bag for medical equipment in which she carries her extra leg, gauze wrap, and compression socks. Local and national hiking, camping and other outdoorsy activities are treasured leisure experiences for Erica, but a trip to an international destination, experiencing local culture plus scuba diving, is the epitome of luxury. Her trip to Egypt last year was the most memorable. She had the opportunity to scuba dive and explore the rich history and culture of the region. Erica stated, "Traveling as an amputee in Egypt was quite smooth. People were very friendly and accommodating. Even though I stood out due to my limb difference, the overall experience was positive. The locals were very willing to help. I was struggling to get up on a camel and everybody was so helpful and made sure that I could get up there and sit comfortably. It was a really great experience." Egypt will always have a very special place in her heart. "We went on a camel ride and enjoyed the breathtaking view of not just 3, but 9 pyramids from an overlook. The camels sat down so we could get off, then my boyfriend proposed. It was quite the moment." Traveling as an amputee presents Erica with the opportunity to challenge stereotypes and showcase abilities. Initially, some people may perceive amputees as fragile or limited, but by actively participating in regular activities, Erica said, "I demonstrate that disabilities do not prevent someone from enjoying life to the fullest." When she travels, Erica typically wears pants. "As someone with a limb difference, I'm not always comfortable with the stairs, so I try to stand out as little as possible," she said. But when she scuba dives, it is immediately obvious that she's an amputee. On these trips, Erica found that for the first few days, people treat her like she's fragile or believe she won't be able to keep up. It means a lot to her that, at the end of the trip, people realize that she can definitely keep up, and some even say, "She could outswim any of us. She's very competitive." Erica remarked, "It is rewarding just to show that because you're an amputee, have another disability or a challenge doesn't mean that you can't still do the same things that others do. It might just look a little different." As I travel more as an amputee, I believe people who travel with me start to realize that too. I'm hoping that I'm changing their perspective. Shop for No Limbits clothing on her website, no-limbits.com. You'll also find them at walmart.com.